5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, it's Super Tuesday, which means many people across the nation will be heading to the polls to cast their vote for their Democratic Party nominee. There's 14 states in total that are part of it.
Yeah, democracy. Get a piece, yo.
Yep. New York, Connecticut, not part of Super Tuesday.
That's right. It's always kind of a letdown every time I hear everybody talking about it because I'm like, what do we do? Where's our party? No free sandwiches.
But if you use today as an excuse to fill your social media timeline with nonstop political posts to persuade people that you don't even know in these states to vote for your candidate, that's all I need to know about you.
Do it. Do it. Flood me, people.
Oh, my gosh. One coworker that shall remain nameless, although you can probably guess immediately, constantly, is Utah. It's your turn. You don't know anybody in Utah. And if you, who are you talking to on Facebook? Who are you talking to? And if you did know somebody in Utah, send them a DM.
Right.
You know?
Just call them. Just how about a call?
Call it out states.
Make it personalized.
California, Tennessee, Arkansas, your time's now. What are you talking about?
Good luck, everybody.
They don't see you. They can't see your post. You're not friends with them.
Right. I mean, if they're going, then they're already busy anyways. They're not looking at their post, right?
That's all I need to know about you.
All right. Well, good luck, everybody, today, I guess. If you don't offer help to the gentleman that is getting his propane tank filled and is having trouble just, you know, walking to and from the vehicle there. Once he gets it filled, if you don't offer this gentleman help to load it in his car for him, that's all I need to know about you. Now, it doesn't matter that the gentleman turned around and told me basically in no uncertain terms where to go and that he's got it all under hand and under control and nearly hit me with his walking stick. But you still have to offer. That's all I'm saying.
You do have to offer.
Right.
Yeah. And
sir, I respect
tough.
Your stubbornness. Yeah. I do.
My grandfather was one of those guys that he, even when he needed help, he always refused it. And he was stubborn and mean about it, too, you know?
This man was unapproachable about it after I had said hello. We had a nice interaction there. And then they went to fill it. And he had enough time making it from his van to the stand. And I said, hey, can I give you a hand with that here? I had three to fill. They were going to be busy for a minute. And I thought he was going to deck me, frankly. Yeah. I thought he was going to deck
me. It's a pride thing.
I saw another one of my friend's fathers. He was going to walk with 8 2x4s a mile and a half from Home Depot to his house.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Random. Get in the van.
Right.
Get in the van.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you sleep with the TV on or the lights on at night, can you call us? 1-800-330-9999. We want to know what you're watching. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Sleeping in front of the TV can cause weight gain, especially in women.
That means that the television show that you're staying up late for could actually kill you?
It just makes you fat. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, my mom was right all those years ago, huh?
Females exposed to artificial light at night were more likely to put on, get this, 11 pounds in a 5-year span, according to a new study.
And I know from hanging out with the women in my life that 10 to 15 pounds, if you could get rid of that somehow,
I would be like,
you'd murder somebody.
I would be perfect.
Yeah.
I'd be happy. Yeah,
you'd be happier.
That.
Right. On the scale of happiness, it'd be going in the right direction.
That's a takeaway from the new National Institute of Health report. They found that if you sleep in a room with a light on or a television, it's linked to weight gain. And that's because the research believes that a sleeper's circadian rhythm is disturbed and the sleep hormone melatonin is suppressed.
Yeah,
now, I don't know what
science.
That means.
That's science.
But it means falling asleep, watching the TV, and leaving it on is making you fat.
Melatonin, not only the enzyme that makes you fall asleep or whatever, but it also gives you relaxation, stress relief, those type of things. Makes you less psychotic.
And if you think that, like, oh, that's just a stretch, they said that if you watch TV at night and you leave the TV on at night, you have a 22% chance of becoming overweight. That's like a big chunk. And 33% chance of becoming obese. That's a lot.
One in three.
When I was growing up, I would say through my college years and probably until I had my first daughter to my late 20s, I used to watch the world poker tournaments every single night.
Nice.
I used to just keep it on at night and I would watch it and I would just get so into it. I've never played poker at a casino in my life.
Never said it either.
But I've watched it a million times every night.
Right. And I have played at the casino, and so when I watch poker, like my heart starts palpitating, like I'm playing. Like,
but
I
wonder
hyped.
If that's I'm why like, I was overweight.
Check raise. I'm over there shouting it out.
Do you think the World Poker Series, is that the tournaments? That's the reason why I was fat in my late 20s?
I mean, you know, that's a really trick trap. I'm not going to say anything. No, I'm sure you were wonderful and lovely and nothing made you fat. You weren't fat at all.
Also.
What a great partner.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. And this is true. I had a sleep expert say to me, shut off your TV. And I finally stopped. I turned it off. My husband wouldn't sleep with the TV anymore. Now it's got to be pitch black.
Right.
And that's when I actually started losing the weight that I couldn't get off for years. So I'm wondering.
It's your transing.
Yeah. What TV show are you watching at night? We want to know if it's making you fat. 1-800-330-9999.
I mean, blame somebody, right?
They're saying that if you watch TV at night, the light from the TV, or even sleeping with your light on, can cause, on average, 11 pounds weight gain.
Oh, it's that blue light effect that everybody's talking about lately.
Right, because
I have
your body,
idea what that means. But
it never really goes into, like, that melatonin state. It's suppressed, and that can cause
sleep.
Yeah, it ends up causing weight gain. But it got us thinking, like, maybe you're watching something that's making you fat while you're sleeping, and that's the problem.
Right. I fall asleep usually, like, if I want to take a nap, it's Alaska shows or some sort of nature show with David Attenborough. I'll just try this out for size here, Anna.
But she's not the one. She already has a baby, and she won't mate again until it leaves her.
Oh,
that's
sad.
6 months' time.
I'm already asleep.
Oh, but wait.
But at least she can't be far away.
Oh, there's another female sloth out there, and this dude's just going to swim across a beautiful ocean bay till he finds his girlfriend.
Not only did I already fall asleep, but I've already gained 4 pounds from keeping that on at night.
I love sloths, man. I watch that all day long with David Attenborough. It's a song.
1-800-330-9999. We're going to decipher, what are you watching at night that's making you gain weight and sleeping with that TV on? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Call or text. Sleeping in front of the TV can cause weight gain. They said that most likely it's the women that are gaining on average 11 pounds over 5 years just by sleeping with the TV on.
Wow, it's weird. That blue light thing, right? The science of the white noise in the background. I don't know. I can't figure this stuff out.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. It explains a lot of my 20s, why I couldn't lose the weight.
Right. Blame it on the television.
So we're wondering, like, what TV show are you watching at night and isn't making you fat? 1-800-330-9999. Do you keep the TV on at night? It's Anna and Raven.
I do every night. 90% of the time, it's The Office, but occasionally it would be whatever binge TV show I'm watching at the time.
Certain shows allow me to go to sleep quicker than others. The Office, even though I've seen the episodes, like, I'll remember a funny scene for it, and if I can, I'll try and wait for it. But History Channel, Nature Channel type stuff, boom, puts me out. Ever since they went to Pickers, though, I can't mess with that stuff, because then I'm like, oh, what is the value? What would I bid? Oh, it makes me sick, Anna.
One other question. Are you overweight?
I am.
By an average of 11 pounds?
I mean, how would he know the average of?
Yeah, by far.
Okay.
I mean, America's overweight by at least 20 pounds on an average.
It might be because you're watching The Office at night. I'm just saying. You might want to keep that in mind when you're watching Michael Scott tonight. He might be the reason for your plumpness.
Oh, good. Blame Steve Carell.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you watch TV at night or keep the lights on?
All night long, my TV is on. I can't sleep without it.
What do you watch?
Okay, on Monday night and Sunday night, it's the repeats over and over of 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
Of course.
On Tuesday nights, it's Big Fat Fabulous Life and I Am Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Then the other nights, I'll put on, hopefully Catfish will be on, and I'll watch Catfish all night.
Okay.
It'll be on. I won't be watching it.
Well, it's just on.
But, yeah.
Do you keep the volume high?
No, not really. I have it maybe on 9 or 10.
Right. Don't take this the wrong way, but are you overweight by any chance?
Not particularly. I'm a little fluffy.
But would you say on average 11 pounds heavier than you would ideally be?
Oh, yeah.
Who isn't? Mm. I went to the doctor's office yesterday, tried to take off everything I could to get on the scale. Guess what?
Right.
Up 3 pounds from 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I always argue with the doctor about that. How do you weigh me midday? You have to weigh first thing in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or maybe they should be weighing you before 90 Day Fiancé.
That would be
much better.
There you go.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you watching at night? You sleep with the TV on?
Yes, I do.
And what do you watch?
I watch season, you know, the old season called Lost.
Lost? Like where they're stuck on the island forever?
Yep.
Do you think that's making you fat? Are you overweight by 11 pounds?
Yes, I am.
Do you think that those people on that deserted island are the reason for your weight gain?
No, not at all.
Oh.
No, blame something else.
I'm eating chocolate makes me fat.
Are you eating chocolate while you're watching Lost?
Do you watch?
Is that what's happening?
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
right,
it all goes together, hand in hand. It just makes sense. Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you watching at night, and is it making you fat?
Nothing in particular. I'm gaining weight because I TV on. Every commercial, I run into the kitchen and get something out of the refrigerator to eat.
That's true. Smart. We didn't think of that.
And on streaming, too, it's like the same 4 commercials the entire time. Like,
right.
How many times can I see this commercial for Humira?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right?
Here's what we've learned. If you eat meatball grinders while you're sleeping with the TV on, you're definitely going
to
gain 11 pounds.
I run to the kitchen, and every time my wife isn't looking, I take a swig of the Coca-Cola bottle straight from the bottle when it's a commercial.
That's why we're fat.
Time.
This week, Raven's wife is away, so he has a new roommate. His mom.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. With any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way.
I think your car scratched mine.
How can my car scratch yours if mine is parked? Mom, I know you didn't use my razor.
Come on, we're family.
Making for some very funny situations hanging out with my mom this week.
Oh, it's just like being a kid again. Your mama's hanging with you.
I told you the other night she offered to make me pot roast. I was like, what? It's a regular day. It's
right.
Not even like a holiday.
Yeah. Did you say yes?
Make pot roast?
I would have said yes immediately.
With potatoes?
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's the best when you call your mom like, Ma, can you make me? You know? And they're always excited to do it, usually.
They're doing a great job. So we asked my mom last night. I asked my mom, what is the main difference right now between living with me now as a man versus when I was a child?
Well, you're a grown man, for God's sake. There's a really big difference. I don't discipline you. I don't have to worry about what time you're going to come home. Did you eat enough? Did you brush your teeth? All that stuff that you worry about with a child.
Oh, my mom's so silly.
I guess that makes sense, though, if you think about it. Because I'm at the time in my life where I have 2 young children, and those are all the things that I'm constantly screaming about. Did you brush your teeth?
Right.
You know? Did you shower today? When was the last time you showered? Which always is a hot topic question in my house.
Imagine if your kids were adults, if you could give them one rule now as adults. Here's what my mom had to say.
That you would stop smoking.
Oh, right.
Because I'm your mother, and I worry about your health. That's it. It's not a discipline thing. It's a worry thing. You never stop worrying about your kids. That's just the way it is.
Crushed me.
Stop worrying about Barkley and Baxter, so you can just imagine. If they were smoking, you'd be pissed. Right? That's all I have to say about that.
Wow, Mom.
Oh, Mom. I like that she immediately went to your dogs. If your dogs were smoking, a lot of people.
We were all sitting there on the couch as she lowered her voice a couple octaves right there and did that.
She's got it down.
Right. Yeah. I mean, she clearly has a talent for this.
She knows how to make you feel bad and guilty all at the same time, but still doing it in that lovable way to being a mom.
Yeah, she played my heartstrings like she's an orchestrator. Fantastic. A composer. Amazing.
Tomorrow, same time, we'll check in with Raven's mom, his roommate. But what is the other habits that he has now while he lives on his own with his wife that she wishes that he could get rid of. It's hard to escape all the media coverage of the coronavirus. It's everywhere you turn. You see all these things spreading. There's one person in Seattle. There's 2 people in California. There's somebody in Rhode Island.
Two.
Oh, my God.
Two in Rhode Island now.
And it's overwhelming because it's hard to figure out what's real and what's not.
You know, I'm in the bunker and I've got the binoculars out attached to my face, and I've been paying very close attention to Anna Zapp.
Santa and Raven. Raven and I are very different. Raven literally has stocked up and done all of it, has created a bunker. I haven't done a thing because I don't buy into any of it. I'll be honest with you.
I mean, half the bunker was there, but now it's supplemented with delicious goodies.
Okay. Here we go. True or false? I will read you some things that I've read online.
We're going to do a test?
Yeah, and I fact checked all these things, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
First thing that was trending yesterday, having facial hair will make you more predisposed to coronavirus because it makes surgical masks less effective.
Well, on respirators, it says that if you have certain types of facial hair, and CDC has actually put out a post about this, that it can actually affect the effectiveness
false.
Of this
respirator. It's not real, Raven.
Who told you that?
There were tons of reports going around yesterday saying that the CDC had put out a warning, but guess what?
What?
They didn't.
I'll send you a photo.
It is 2 years old, and what they're talking about, the CDC 2 years ago, actually has to do with work environments and respiratory things. It has nothing to do with coronavirus.
I'm going to send you the thing.
And it's 2 years old.
On the back of the respirator. It's false. All right. You don't have a respirator. I've got one.
Number two, wearing a mask won't do much to protect you from coronavirus.
I'm not going to play into the media scrutiny.
That is true. The CDC recommends the old standbys. Wash your hands, cover your cough, take care of yourself. I'm sorry if you spent $3,000 on a face mask on Amazon.
You see that? Amazon took down 1 million listings for price gouging. 1 million.
Right.
Imagine how many people are working on that.
How about the sales of Corona, the beer, have gone up 23% since the stories of the coronavirus started hitting the news.
Oh, I'm going to say that's false. There's a lot of people that won't mess with Corona beers because of it.
You're right. False. A survey found that people are less likely to buy Corona now than any time in the last 2 years because people immediately heard Corona and they figured it had something to do with the beer. It doesn't.
Motley Fool says, buy now. Buy low.
It's right. The beer is fine.
Go long on the stock. Go long.
You may have heard that the coronavirus could cause a Diet Coke shortage. Do you think that's real or fake?
That seems fake.
No, that's true.
What?
Coca-Cola is experiencing delays in the production and export of the sweeteners that are sourced from China.
How did we go? Wait a minute. The sweeteners only come from China?
I guess that's where they get them from. I'm sure they can, but not this quickly. They didn't expect this to happen. They didn't plan for this.
Oh, my gosh. Coca-Cola, get to work on that.
All right. How about the next one? The signature trademark of getting the coronavirus is explosive diarrhea.
Of course, that's true.
That's actually false.
What? Oh, that seems anticlimactic.
Right. Diarrhea is not listed as a main symptom at all. So if you have diarrhea, you probably just have a stomach virus.
Right, right. Watch what you're eating.
All right, one more.
Skip the gas station sandwiches.
When I saw this trending on Twitter, I was like, wait a minute. You can catch coronavirus from someone's flatulence.
I'm going to go with real because I think you want to twist me at the end here.
That's real.
Oh, my gosh!
Health officials in Beijing have confirmed it. It's not very likely that it can happen.
Yeah.
But if you have to get really close and get a good sniff, and they would have to be naked from the waist down, there is a chance that you could catch it from that.
The cloth filters. I'm going to give you two pieces of advice today, Anna, to keep yourself safe. Stay away from that guy, Tony, in the calf area of the station because he, you know, sometimes explosive. Just lets it loose.
You're right.
And then shave your face. That would be the two things that I would go with.
Whose birthday is it, Raven?
America's?
No,
that's not today.
No one's really.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven.
No one's.
Well, it's somebody's birthday.
I mean, we were like, get me the happy birthday song. And I was like, okay. And now you're telling me it's all for naught?
Well, it's Anna and Raven. And even though it's probably no one we know's birthday, maybe your birthday, but people across America will be singing happy birthday today, not once, but twice in a row.
Why is that?
Because the CDC says that when you wash your hands, it should be at minimum for 20 seconds, which is the length of time it takes you to sing happy birthday twice in a row. Happy birthday to you.
Let me just point out the fact that we are some strange, strange animals, right? But given the fact that staying alive is what we use for CPR.
Right.
Right. You got to get to
staying alive
while you're doing
pump,
CPR.
Pump.
Right,
pump
right,
the chest.
Right, right. And now we're going with happy birthday to make sure we don't die from coronavirus.
That's how you got to do it.
Okay, good. Thanks, America.
That's CDC.
The brightest and the best on the planet working on that.
CDC also says, and wait for it.
Yeah.
31% of men and 65% of women wash their hands after using the restroom.
Wait a minute. Give me that number again.
Only 31% of men and 65% of women wash their hands after using the restroom.
That's disgusting.
That means, and I'm not very good at math, but if I'm doing this correctly, 69% of men do not wash their hands. A majority of men go to the bathroom and do not wash their hands. And for women, it is 35% of women don't wash their hands.
That's absolutely stunning. That's absolutely stunning. Now, women, I mean, I'm just going to say, you guys can do like the hover thing, right? I mean, so then all you got to really do is touch the pants. Right.
Yeah. Well, you still have to clean yourself, Raymond. Okay. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you do the shake. No. Maybe you can do the shake too. I don't know how it is. You know.
I don't even know why you went
there. Never lived a day as a woman. Forgive me, people.
Okay. But perhaps while you're trying to figure out how to wash your hands, because this may be new for you, that there's other songs.
Okay.
And this was trending last night. Now, if you don't want to sing "Happy Birthday" twice for some reason, you forgot the words to "Happy Birthday."
Okay.
You could sing this.
What?
God Save the Queen.
Okay, I mean, I'm an American.
Right.
That's not happening.
No, you don't want to sing God Save the Queen?
No.
I just imagine myself in the bathroom, right, and it's all quiet. And we have, like, the communal bathroom.
And you hear
here.
Somebody start singing that?
And then all of a sudden that? It's like...
Strikes me as odd.
Just washing my hands over here for 20 seconds.
Just making sure that we're all healthy. You may make fun of my song or ridicule me, but you know what? I'm doing this for the good of all of us.
Also trending, if you don't want to sing Happy Birthday twice for the 20 seconds of hand washing, you can sing this.
A, B, C, D,
oh, yeah.
E, F,
G. Because there's a 44-year-old man in a public bathroom.
Right.
That wouldn't be odd.
No.
If you, imagine a guy comes in with his kid, and that's what I'm singing.
Right.
I'm probably going to jail.
The thing about these songs that they sing, it's like it's up to you the pace that you're going to sing it. Because when I sing my ABCs, I'm like, right. A, B, C, D.
You're rushing through it.
Right.
You're doing it like a DUI test.
It's like they're taking a nap over here. Maybe you want something a little bit more modern. They suggest Mambo Number 5.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of Angela washing her hands. A little bit of Rena also washing her hands.
Does anybody even know the words to this for real?
Little kid of Monica flushing with her foot because nobody wants to touch the back of the toilet.
No one knows like the chorus to Mambo Number 5.
Listen, people, just wash your hands and I think we'll probably be all right.
Here's the thing. When it came down to the stats about how many people didn't wash their hands, Raven and I didn't believe it. But we knew that if you said call 1-800-330-9999 and admit to not washing your hands, you probably wouldn't call. Because it's one of those things you don't brag about.
Right, right.
So we camped out in the bathroom and we recorded to see how long people wash their hands for, if how long at all, if they did it at all.
Slightly less creepy than singing child's songs in the bathroom. Slightly.
Or this.
Also odd.
We're going to get to what happened in the bathroom coming up next with Anna and Raven. The CDC, otherwise known as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, has issued a statement saying that only 31% of men and 65% of women actually wash their hands after using the restroom.
Nasty.
It's Anna and Raven. We knew that if we said, who admits to not washing their hands, no one would call. Because it's one of those things where every once in a while you miss it if you're home. You're like, it's fine. Yeah. But you're not going to admit it, right?
Some guys, they go with the policy. They go either before or after.
Mm.
Before or after is the policy, but not both.
According to the CDC, you should wash your fingertips and under your nails. You should wash your hands after the bathroom, blowing your nose, coughing, sneezing, or before eating. You should try to not touch your face, which I never realized that I did it, but the average person touches their face 90 times a day. Now that I'm aware of it, I can't believe how many times I actually do it.
When I was young, I had more acne, and it's the biggest thing that you learn, basically, is stop touching your face.
Right.
It goes for everything, not just when, you know, getting sick or whatever. Just stop touching your face, which is sad.
And they're saying you should
to touch my face.
Okay. You should also use soap and water instead of sanitizer. People keep saying that they're selling out of sanitizer. Buy soap. It works just as well.
Yeah, the sanitizer just dries me out, too, man. All right? Prevent your chafing and cracking.
And you should always be washing for at least 20 seconds. And that's where we come in as investigative,
journalists. We're going to be journalists this time.
Okay, today we're journalists. Raven and I camped out in our respective men and women's bathrooms here at work. So we could record people going to the bathroom. Well, not actually going to the bathroom, but whether or not they wash their hands. But I had to edit out the part where they actually went to the bathroom.
This is journalism. This is like being embedded, really.
Undercover, yeah. So this is the first person that was in the bathroom. All right, now I'm watching from the big stall at the end. They go over to the sink.
You're watching? Does it have a crack in the door?
Yeah.
Real quick.
They washed for 4 seconds. I timed
it.
4 seconds. First person in the bathroom only washed 4 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. Now I creepily am still standing there peeking out with my phone recording.
Right. And if anybody's looking at the floor, they know that you're not using the bathroom because your feet, your legs couldn't possibly be that long. It's a big stall.
Right. And this is person number two. They finish up their business. Now they walk out. We have communal bathrooms here. Okay. Now they go to the sink. Here we go. Here we go. Still washing their hands.
That's pretty impressive. That's not bad.
Still washing their hands.
That is not bad.
Still washing their hands.
Wow.
Still washing their hands.
What?
Didn't that feel like forever?
I mean, that was good. We have a winner.
No. It was only 14 seconds, and you're supposed to wash for 20 seconds. That seemed like the longest thing ever. I guarantee you, you're probably not washing for 20 seconds because that was only 14. And then the last person.
Right? I thought that person was a doctor. I got to be honest with you.
Last person. And I couldn't believe it. I don't think they knew I was in there because they just walked out.
They didn't
use the sink. They didn't wash their hands. Now, in their defense, I don't know. The door is closing.
With finality.
Yeah. We also have a Purell dispenser by the door. So who knows if they just Purell.
Yeah, but that's not the same, man. That is not the same.
Yeah. How'd it go in your bathroom? Because you had our boss. We're going to check on our boss because he had no idea Raven was doing this. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. CDC says that only 31% of men and 65% of women actually wash their hands after using the restroom. Raven and I went undercover into our bathrooms here, and we recorded people going to the bathroom and observed how long they washed their hands after.
Here's the craziest part. We were in a meeting with several individuals where we kind of floated this idea we were going
to
do it.
We needed permission to go and record in the bathroom.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yep.
Then I followed one of the bosses in, or went in shortly before. I mean, the boss definitely should have known I was there. But
so now we got the boss. How did our boss do? Did he wash his hands?
Okay, let's listen.
Are you whispering?
Yeah, I'm hiding in the bathroom. I can hear them pee now.
That's it?
There's the sink.
Okay, they washed their hands.
That was it, though. 3 to 4 seconds, even after now I've made a sound, I acknowledge the fact that the sink is running, and he went 4 seconds. It's like a splash, and then he walked out.
We just talked about the fact that you're supposed to wash your hands for 20 seconds, and he knew we were doing this and still only washed his hands for 3.7 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I was paying attention to what he was touching in the meeting in the office, but I tell you what he wasn't touching the rest of the day.
Soap?
My hands.
Right.
You ain't touching me, bro.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Be honest. Do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom?
I have to say, I don't wash for 20 seconds. That seems like, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'll rinse my hands off, wash them off with some soap quick, but I'm not sitting there singing happy birthday twice.
Let me give you 3 examples, sir. You tell me how many seconds you're washing your hands. You just changed the oil on your car. How many seconds are you washing your hands?
Well, I've got oil on my hands at that point. I'm not peeing on my hands.
Right. You just made microwave popcorn and enjoyed some of it. How long are you washing your hands?
Virtually not at all, because I don't put any butter or anything on the popcorn, so it's dry. So
it's just
like I'm getting
totally dry
popcorn.
It's the zombie apocalypse or the coronavirus apocalypse. You and I are scavenging for supplies out there in the world. I've fallen. I have a compound fracture. I need you to operate on my leg using a pair of multipliers and a Swiss Army knife. How many seconds are you washing your hands?
Oh, not enough, because you're going to die.
Oh, thanks. You know what? I mean, this show's over.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple joins us. They have a problem. You're the judge. Who's right? Caroline and Jason. Caroline, let's start with you. What's going on?
My 16-year-old nephew, Mike, he needed an after-school job. So my husband hired him to work at his construction company. I guess he's like awkward and a little introverted. You know, he's 16. My husband wants to fire him. He said all the coworkers are unhappy and they feel uncomfortable with him around.
Is it true? Is he incompetent?
I mean, the kid's not running the big, you know, machines and stuff. He's just kind of doing his own little small work. It's not like he's really getting in their way. I mean, I'm not there there every day, but I can only imagine. Let's like get down to a solution that could be a smart and nice one.
You know what? He's a nice kid. He really is. He means well, but he's, you know, he's just to himself. He's just like staring at his feet and mumbling. And, you know, like I work construction and we have to work quickly sometimes. And you have to know where everything goes and where everything is. He's not catching on, you know.
I mean, find something else for him to do? You're saying he's a good kid. Like, there's nothing else he can do.
This is what I need him for, right? I have him, like, laying some hardwood floor. And, you know, one of the guys asked him to get some nails, and he didn't know where they were. And then he confused them with screws. And this kind of, now, I'm not saying he's stupid. I mean, he's a smart kid, but he just doesn't know the construction business. And the other guys, they don't want to work with that. They want someone who knows what they're doing, you know?
I get it. And you're paying somebody. I mean, you've got to get your money's worth out of somebody, right?
Absolutely. You know, I need somebody who can do the job. It's not anything personal. It's just that he's not right for the job. He'd be better doing something else.
I don't understand it. Like, are all your coworkers just being a bunch of babies because, like, it's messing up the feng shui of your construction? I don't get it.
No, they're not babies. They're just trying to get stuff done. They're professionals.
Yeah, but he's also new. He's only been working for you for what? Like, just almost, like, 6 weeks? That's still new. I mean, he's learning.
That's a lot of time. Can't have that.
What we do is we ask our audience what they think. Jason, people may agree with you. It's a business. If you're paying somebody, they should be efficient and good at what they're doing. Yes. But on the other hand, they may see Caroline's. It's your nephew. And just because he's introverted and young and inexperienced doesn't mean you should get rid of him. Like, you should cut him some slack. At the end of the day, he's your family. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Caroline convinced her husband, Jason, to hire their 16-year-old nephew. He needed like an after-school job, but now it's been 6 weeks on the job and he ain't doing too good. And the co-workers, the other construction guys, they don't like him because he doesn't know what he's doing. And Jason says, I'm gonna have to fire him.
Yeah, you know, there's an apprenticeship period with most. Obviously, Caroline thinks that he just has to keep him, find something else for him to do. But if you're slowing down the operation, that's a problem.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I am on the wife's side. I just think it's horrible. This is a family member of his, and I think that he's only 16. 16-year-olds often don't know what they're doing, and I think that he should take some time and teach him and give him a chance. I just think it's really wrong that he's just willing to fire him because he can't make the difference between screws and nails.
I mean, after 6 weeks, if you don't know the difference between screws and nails in a flooring business, that's a pretty big thing. I'm just going to point that out.
Put him in the office.
That's a pretty big
something else for him to do.
So make him the janitor? I mean, how much money are you supposed to donate to the kid because he's a nephew? Because if he can't do the job...
If you can't learn from your family members, then who are you going to learn from?
Right?
Well, exactly. That's why you got to put the time in. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Caroline convinced her husband Jason to hire their 16-year-old nephew to work for his construction company, but he's been having a hard time there.
Yeah, the other co-workers don't think that he's catching on. He's slow. He mumbles. It's just 6 weeks in. He's not doing a good job.
But you can't fire him, right? Because that's what Jason wants to do. And Caroline's like, we can't fire our nephew. He's our nephew. He's only 16. Give him some time.
If you're the guy that's working with the nephew, you probably want a replacement.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on his side. So I don't even really know why she's involved in this decision because she said herself that she's not there on the day-to-day operations. So if he's saying that this boy is hindering all of his other workers getting stuff done quickly and efficiently, I don't see where the argument is here. If he's not helping and he's hindering, then that's it. I mean, family or not, it is what it is.
When you're green, you can make mistakes. No question. At 6 weeks in, nobody expects you to know everything. You can't be perfect. But there's also an aptitude of things that you should be learning. And if it causes problems with staff, effort's key, right, Anna? Like, if it's family, they got to work hard.
I just disagree. I think you got to find something else for him to do. He's young. He's impressionable. He's 16 years old. Help him out. Teach him. That's what family's for. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the side of keeping him at least for a couple of weeks. Give him sort of a probationary period and actually take some time to teach him something first. Like, this is what everything is and how this is works. And maybe, you know, have him shadow somebody for a few days.
Right. Maybe. Like, there's got to be other things within the construction business that he could learn besides the actual manual labor.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I know he's a nice kid, and everything, but I don't hear any drive. 16 years old, in 2 years, this guy is going to be an adult. You sit him down and ask him, what makes you tick? What makes you drive? What makes you want to know when the nails are? Otherwise, enabling, continue enabling that entitlement because my family gave me the job. I'm just going to stick around and get paid. All these kids are like that today. No respect, no drive. You need to find out what drives this kid. If nothing drives him, he needs to go.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jason, our audience agrees with you. You know, it's a business first, and if he doesn't fit the part for what you need and you're paying somebody to do it, then you have the right to say, hey, this isn't working out. I'm sorry, despite the fact that it's, you know, somebody in your family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. 100%. Your audience is right. I'm right. It is a business.
Business. I'm going to hear it from my sister. It's going to be great.
Well, you know, maybe he's better suited for a car wash than he is construction. There's nothing wrong with that either.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck, okay, guys?
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else have an issue, send an email to couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
No more pop culture trivia than Raven, and you win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Erica, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Sure. Good luck, Erica.
Here's the thing, Erica. I'm getting tired of Raven winning. He's got a 13 win streak going on, and I want to end that right now, okay?
Okay.
That door has closed. Sounds he can't good. Hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I'm going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Katy Perry says that since she's ended her feud with Taylor Swift, they text each other a lot. If someone texts you BRB, what does that mean?
Be right back.
Number 2, Oprah fell on stage during her motivational tour while talking about balance. Besides the balance beam at the Olympics, name 2 other female gymnastic Olympic events.
Floor and free dance.
What was the other one?
Free dance.
Number 3, a survey asked people what video game should be made into a movie. Number 1 was Super Mario Brothers, and number 2 was a species that lives in a maze and eats flashing dots and runs away from ghosts.
Pac-Man.
Number 4, Claire Crawley will be the next Bachelorette, and she will be the oldest Bachelorette in history at age 38. What network is the Bachelorette on?
ABC.
And number 5, according to a new study, the happiest state in America is Utah. The second is the state that has Helena as the capital. What state is that?
Montana.
Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
He's really bad at geography. All right, Erica got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Katy Perry says that since she's ended her feud with Taylor Swift, they text a lot. If someone texts you BRB, what does that mean?
BRB is going to be right back, right?
Yes. Number 2, Oprah fell on stage during her motivational tour while talking about balance.
Oh, boy.
Besides the balance beam at the Olympics, name 2 other female gymnastic Olympic events.
That's easy. Floor exercises, and vault. How about those?
Yep, or
thank
uneven
you,
bars.
Carrie Shrugs.
Yeah, you could also say uneven bars. Erica, I didn't even know what you were saying, but it certainly wasn't that.
I love the uneven bars. Those are great.
All right. Number 3, a survey asked people what video game should be made into a movie. Number 1 was Super Mario Brothers. Number 2 was a species that lives in a maze and eats flashing dots and runs away from ghosts.
Do you mean Pac-Man?
Pac-Man is correct.
I've never heard it described that way.
Number 4, Claire Crawley will be the next Bachelorette, and she will be the oldest Bachelorette in history at age 38.
I think it's a good choice.
I mean, to me, it's crazy that we're saying that's old, but okay.
No, but I think it's a good choice for viewership for the show.
Yeah, well, it's realistic. What network is the Bachelorette on?
ABC.
You guys are tied at 4, and this is my trick question because I know that you are terrible at geography.
Good.
According to a new study, the happiest state in America is Utah, and the second is this state with Helena as the capital. What state is that?
Montana.
Aww.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would know that.
No, I know those states out there a little bit more. I know that a little bit better. Just because I love that area of the country. It's beautiful.
All right. Sorry, Erica.
I want to go to Montana. It's on my list.
He beat you 5-4 this morning.
I'm Erica, and I can't beat Raven.
But we're still going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Hold on. Thank you for playing.
Better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.